Coggo and Iz for breakfast on Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.
Hey, just the other thing, 16, I reckon, might even be younger than that. It depends what happens at your place, who you've got living with you. 16 to 28-year-old, I'll run with that. If this annoys you, it annoys the doodles out of me. When someone that age asks you something, because you've got a bit of experience, you know, we're not old in the tooth, but we're certainly getting on, and they'll ask you a question, and you go, yeah, that's an easy one, it's such and such, or blah, 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 blah. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but that happens at my joint, and it happens here. The first thing they do, the first bloody thing they do, they Google it. It's like, that's a good answer, mate. Not sure it's the right one. So you know what? I'll Google it. And I feel like saying, don't ask me in the first place then. Do not ask me in the first place. I had done that as I was growing up. If we had Google, I would have been would have had googly eyes from whack around the bum. But I tell you what, it happens often. And I don't know, you might be nodding your head at the moment going, yep, happens at my workplace, it happens at home, wherever. Why do kids feel as though you are telling them lies? You know, they'll ask something about history or something happened in Bendigo and you go, yeah, well, that is 1978 and this is when the trams did the... And I'll go, oh, that's good. What are you doing, mate? Oh, just Googling. Great. Yep. Of course, we'd be too old, wouldn't we? We'd have, you know, what would we know? Triple M.